This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate has started the process of voting for a bill to lift the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Reuters' Chris Dingham reports.
The bill is now in the Senate, where we begin the process today of passing this legislation as soon as possible.
The deal to avert a catastrophic U.S. default rested with the Senate on Thursday. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would try to fast-track the bill to suspend the debt limit, which passed the House of Representatives late Wednesday. Schumer's counterpart, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, also signaled that he would work for the bill's fast passage.
The bill the House just passed has the potential to cut federal spending by $1.5 trillion.
But it remained to be seen whether any of the other senators in the 100-member body, particularly hardline Republicans, angry the bill did not include deeper spending cuts, would use the Senate's arcane rules to try to slow down the bill's passage.
With war in sight, failing to abide by a ceasefire, the White House announced sanctions in Sudan. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help in the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Violence erupted in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Thursday after a court sentenced firebrand opposition leader Ousmane Sonko to 2 years in jail for corrupting youth, a move that dims his hopes of contesting next year's presidential election. Sonko, President Macky Sall's fiercest opponent, was absent when the judgment was handed down. He also did not attend the trial. The United States retaliates for Russia's suspension of New START treaty by revoking visas of nuclear inspectors. Get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration is retaliating for Russia's suspension of the New START nuclear treaty. The U.S. is revoking the visas of Russian nuclear inspectors, denying pending applications for new monitors, and canceling standard clearances for Russian aircraft to enter U.S. airspace. The New START treaty is the last arms control treaty remaining between the U.S. and Russia. The State Department says the visa revocations and application denials, as well as a U.S. decision to stop sharing information on the status or location of missiles and telemetry data on test launches, were consistent with international law because of Russia's actions. The U.S. will, however, continue to notify Russia when it conducts test launches. The new measures are reversible should Moscow return to compliance with the treaty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Countries that use the euro currency have seen a drop in inflation. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Europe's inflation took a positive turn with a significant drop to 6.1%. The annual figure in May eased from 7% in April for the 20 countries that use the euro currency. The drop is a welcome sign that the explosion in price increases, which peaked in record double digits last October, is heading in the right direction. However, prices are still posing a pinch to shoppers. Economists warn it will be many months before normal levels of inflation are reflected in price tags in shops. I'm Karen Chamas.
A passenger opened an emergency exit door during a plane flight in South Korea on Friday, causing air to blast into the cabin and slightly injuring 12 people, according to officials. The plane landed safely. Some people aboard the Asiana Airlines Airbus aircraft tried to stop the person, who was detained by airport police on suspicion of violating the aviation security law. According to authorities, the person's identity and the motive weren't immediately released. Iran carried out 142 executions in May, marking the highest number of people put to death in 1 month since 2015. The executions have prompted calls for more international pressure on Iran to at least decelerate the current pace of capital punishments. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.